Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Moving right along on a Monday morning, Chiefs lose to the Broncos yesterday. Chiefs fall to 5-5. Third in the AFC West. That division's done, for the Chiefs at least. They'll play at noon this Saturday against the Indianapolis Colts. Will be interesting to see how that game and the buildup into that game, because for a team that, for some reason, does not run the ball, they're about to play a team that will show you exactly what it's like to run the ball. With Jonathan Taylor, as the Colts are coming off of a bye, there'll be an Arrowhead at noon on Sunday. All that action here on 96.5 The Fan. So no fantasy football show with Mac. He gets the Sunday morning off.
That's right.
Be okay with that, probably.
Be going to one Arrowhead drive.
You going to the game on Sunday? Yeah. I think we are as well. Let's talk later in the week and figure some things out. Because, you know, Ralph doesn't have the bus this week because he's out in Denver for some damn reason. Seeing family for the holidays or something like that.
That week. Denver. Stay low.
Yeah.
Lay low. No red.
Lay low out in Denver. Yeah, that's exactly right. You don't go out there. They're peacocking around. And rightfully so. They should be. I mean, it's like when we finally took the division over from them, right? I mean, they were saying yesterday out in Denver, I saw a tweet from Adam Schefter that was retweeted by Carrington, no relation to Russell Wilson, and it was a really good tweet. They were saying it's the biggest game in Denver since 2016 in the AFC Championship game against the New England Patriots. And I said, look, I thought for the Chiefs, it was their biggest regular season game in the Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes era, and they went out there and they didn't live up to their end of the bargain, and the Denver Broncos did. They beat them. They were out coached. They were out quarterback. They were out Fox. They were out everything. Yesterday, you know, in that game. I mean, I thought the defense played well. I was fine with the defense. A couple of plays you'd like to have back, but that's with anything. But this game was not won or lost because, in my opinion, the defense, it was won and lost because the quarterback and the head coach. It's very simple. It comes down to that. Comes down to not running the football. Comes down to bad turnovers. Comes down to bad penalties. And, I mean, this is just what this team is right now. There's no more room for error with this team.
Mitch Holtis, who joins us every Friday. Derek Johnson will join us in about 10 minutes from now, but this was Mitch Holtis on the Friday show referencing the double dip.
The Chiefs have won the toss 7 times in 9 games. That means they have had, essentially, it hasn't worked out always perfectly, but almost all the time, the last half of the second quarter or the last possession, quarter, first possession in the third. Detroit gave them one more. Detroit took the ball in week 6. That's 8 times out of 9 the Chiefs have had a double-dip potential. In their 5 wins, in the Chiefs' 5 wins, so think of 10 here, 10 possessions, five times two, the end of the second, start of the third, five times in their wins. The Chiefs have seven touchdowns and a field goal in those 10 possessions in their five wins.
So that's Mitch Holton's talking about the Chiefs trying to, you know, flip the scoreboard, get the ball in the second half, score at the end of the first half. That didn't happen yesterday. Halftime, it was 6-6. They got the ball out in the second half, 3-0.
Yep, and that's that was the problem. I think we saw that in Buffalo. Did we not see the double dip not work there? Yep. And there was one other place where it hasn't worked this season. And for the last 5 to 8 years, they've made a living out of all of this because it became a running joke. You know, I would text Josh on the sidelines. I go, all right, we're kicking off. We get the double dip. And everybody's like, yeah, opportunity to score twice. And for many years, that worked, right? We all loved it. We all talked about the double dip and how great it was going to be. Get that ball at the end of the first half. Get the ball at the start of the second half. Get two scores. Go up two scores. Put that game away. And that really has been one of the biggest differences that we're seeing from an offensive standpoint this year. They're not able to capitalize, A, on the double dip, but I also think a lot of that has to do with the predictability of this offense. I kept thinking about the Full House theme song yesterday because there's a line in it that goes, predictability, the milkman, the paperboy, the evening TV. And that's what the Chiefs are. They're Full House, predictability, and nobody is thinking that they're going to do anything different. And until you show the opposition that you're going to do something different, you do live in Full House, and you do live in that predictability world, and you can change that. Only you can prevent predictability. Only you. And that's what the Chiefs have to do. They have to prevent that predictability on offense and find a way to mix things up. But until Andy Reid is willing to allow the running back to go out there and earn his paycheck, here we sit, right?
I am surprised to see that there is a little bit more positivity that the season is not over. I am firmly believe that this season is over. I just think there's too much on the wall that we have seen so far, right? You're 0-5 in one score games. That's you're 5-5. You've lost five games in one possession games. Last year you were what, 11-0 or something like that? It was just
12-0, Dusty.
You found a way to win games. Even and I gave Mac a little bit of this analogy this morning. It's and golfers will do this. And if you're a avid golfer, you understand this. You go home disappointed with your score, right? Mm-hmm. You go home and you're like, man, 88. That was just not my score. And then you go back and you tell yourself, well, if that putt drops, that's 87. If I don't have to punch out on 13, I can actually hit my ball out of the middle of the fairway. That's maybe two strokes off that. If I don't get that triple on 11, I'm looking at, 84 was out there,
mm-hmm.
right? You look at the Chiefs, right? None of their putts have fallen. None of their shots are going where they want them to go, and they're not. They're playing above what their handicap is.
Right.
They're playing below their handicap. They're not doing what they should be doing. They're not winning those one-score games. You go back and you look at those games, you're like, okay, Philadelphia, if I don't duff the ball, a.k.a. Travis Kelce doesn't flip that ball off his wrist and it gets intercepted,
right,
you're not 5-5. You look at yesterday's game. If Mahomes doesn't throw that interception in the corner of where the end zone is in the red zone and they get the field goal and they get, everything changed, if Mahomes hits Xavier Worthy on the second play of the game over the top, you have taken control of that game. The air in Denver just goes, oh, shoot, he just hit that for like 70 yards over the top. That's the Mahomes I was talking about. That's the guy. It's not there.
No. But I think also now you used a word there that I think is important to talk about, and the word is if. And back in the day, like last year, those ifs were coming true, right? And they were living kind of on those margins, and they've lived on those margins. Like, all the ifs came through before. If yeah. they do this, if they do that. And they didn't have to worry about making those mistakes in the past. And that, to me, is the biggest thing now that Andy Reid truly has to figure out, is how to deal with the situation that is different. How to deal with Alex Smith at quarterback again instead of younger Patrick Mahomes. Because right now, this Patrick Mahomes that we're seeing right now is not the same guy that we've seen over the last couple of years. Why is that? I don't know. Age, not running the football, whatever the case may be. He even talked about it yesterday. I saw after the game, like Mahomes is like, I missed some protections as well. That can't be happening. You're throwing the ball deep. Travis Kelce is wide open underneath. Like, he's continually trying to force that deep ball again. That's where you've got to sit your kid down and say, stop touching the hot stove. And we thought he kind of worked out of that a little bit, But you still always go back to your one true love. And Patrick Mahomes' one true love is that deep ball. Andy's, true love is that deep ball. They don't want to run the ball. They don't want to take the intermediate routes. That's on them. That's not skill set. That's not draft. That's not whatever it is. That's those two guys having to be willing to take what's out there. And I don't know that Patrick Mahomes right now is a willing participant to go out there and take what's underneath, because when he misses on those deep balls, he's talking about Travis Kelce being wide open underneath, and I should have gone that route. Then why didn't you go that route?
Has he lost his fastball?
No.
Okay.
No. No. This is on Andy Reid. This is a player that's deteriorated.
Andy's not throwing the ball.
No, and he's not been good throwing the football, Dusty. Like, it's hard, and I sighed because you're asking a hard question, bro. Like, I don't want to say no, but I also look at the misses that he had, right? Those misses that he's having right now were hits. They were always hits. And then if you missed, you know what? You got back on the next play and you hit that one. We're not seeing that. We're not seeing the ability of saying, all right, we got a false start on Noah Gray. It's first and 15. That used to not matter to me. Now I'm like, well, this drive's over. Like, they're not doing that stuff. So is it fair to say they lost his fastball? Maybe. But if you can become Jamie Moyer and reinvent yourself and learn how to pitch, you can have a very long, very successful career. And I think that's where Patrick Mahomes may needs to be. He may need to develop that second pitch right now.
I mean, I guess I'd need to hear more about that. We've seen him win in every way. We've seen him win in every way possible.
So
11 play drives, 1 play drives. Eight minutes, two minutes.
And I'll try to clear this up. So, yes, I think that the comfortability that we have where you saw Mahomes take that drop back, I'm not saying that he's lost his game.
No.
That's not the topic. The topic is Justin Verlander at one point wasn't getting people out with 100 miles an hour down the middle of the plate.
Yeah, you're saying, is he not the best as what he was?
No, I'm not.
He's not at his peak of his powers.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying he still has those powers, but they're not the one power that he had is no longer the ultimate power. Like where it used to just be 60 yards in stride in a bucket, boom, that's off. That to me, it's another golf analogy. It's his driver's not the same. Everybody else has that driver now.
Right, exactly.
It's not unique. It's fair. Yeah, it's not overpowering. And what now you have to do is be like, yes, I still have the skill set. I can still throw 96, but I've got to be precise with it. I've got to make sure it happens. And when I do it, it's got to be right.
It's got to be right.
And it's not there. It's just there's something that's not clicking. I don't know what it is. It happens. Like every once in a while we see it. And it's great, but he's got to learn how to be, I guess, there has to be more when it comes to the deep ball. You've got to hit on those opportunities. Bo Nix did that yesterday. Mahomes did it once with Thornton.
Yeah.
But I mean, like you told me during the break, if Mahomes hits that deep ball to Worthy that we've always seen him in the past do, the dynamic of that game has completely changed because what do they see? The same thing we see, like, there it is.
But we haven't always seen him do that. We haven't seen him do that for 3 years.
Exactly. That's
Andy Reid. That's not Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so, all right. Let's continue the baseball analogy. Then Andy Reid is Salvador Perez, and Salvi needs to stop putting the one down. You got to start calling the two. You got to start calling the three. I understand all that. But your quarterback can't be shaking you off either, right? And if Salvi puts down the two, then you better throw the breaking pitch. You better not shake him off and still try to throw the deep ball, because that's what Dusty's talking about. He hasn't lost his game, but he needs to reinvent his game. As athletes get older, the longer that they can hang around and be part of professional sports, they have to evolve as well. They have to change who they are.
But we saw him. I'm just confused. Look, he hasn't been a deep ball thrower for 3 years, and we've won the Super Bowl. Like, he's won throwing deep balls, and he's won being conservative.
But he's back to trying to force the deep ball, and he doesn't need to be doing that. He needs to be back to where he was with Kadarius Toney. He's not doing that. He figured they've got the speed now back at wide receiver. He's going to open it up, and he's going to throw the deep ball. And we all want to do that. We all want to throw the fastball. We want to do 100 down the center of the plate, right? Boom, boom, boom. As you get older, you start to slow down a little bit. Like, Father Time doesn't wait for anybody. And certain things, the deep ball is not there right now. It is not there right now. And there's no chemistry with Worthy at this point in time.
Yeah, agree.
And so you've got to figure out if that's not working. All right, this guy's a really good fastball hitter. I'm going to backdoor him with a slider. I'm going to get him with the curveball. I'm going to throw the knuckler in the dirt, make him chase something like that. That's why Jamie Moyer pitched to 100. That's why Charlie Huff pitched to 100. These guys, Justin Verlander, another analogy. These guys that are around, Waka, Lugo. I mean, we've got these guys right here in our own backyard. They learned how to reinvent themselves. I'm 30-some years old now. I can't overpower these guys anymore. Let me nickel and dime them to death down the field. It's a combination of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
And it's the same thing because, like, that's why I think they need the running back. That's why we led the show on Monday morning after the Super Bowl being, go get that guy. Because, again, if Verlander is the example we're using, can't strike people out with every pitch. Yes, he can still get you 6 to 8 strikeouts a game. But what's he doing now? He's now developed a slider or a splitter that he can throw in the dirt to get ground ball outs. To
using his defense.
Yep. Which is what Mahomes and Andy Reid need. Yes, it's on Andy. I'm not saying nothing's not Andy. You have to adjust to the game that you have been so well at doing.
Right.
But now it's like everybody else has adjusted, and they're running away from you. And you have to get a running back. You have to get something there to coincide with Patrick Mahomes. Because 13 targets for Travis Kelce is not going to do it. That's not the game anymore. It's just not going to happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But it looked good when they were doing it there for a hot minute, man. Like when he scored that touchdown on that drive, that was working there for me. Like Travis took over for a hot minute there yesterday. And then back it up. Hand it to the running back. Give him an opportunity to get a break. You know, hand the football to the running back. Gain a first down. Run the clock out. Two times at the end of the game with a chance to end it, and they couldn't get a first down. That's on the offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.